This half hour, we're looking at postcards. We're going to try to do that as best we can on the radio. And to talk to us about that, we've got some folks who put together the book, Lorraine, The Real Photo Postcards of Willis Leiter. And joining us this morning, we've got Al Duane, also Paula Schorff, and Matt Wiseman, who've joined us to help put this book together. This is one of the, I guess, postcard history series or history series books. I've seen organizations put together a thing like this, and it's a way to many people who have a passion for a topic related to history, different communities, and that's what this is. Al, if I could bring you on the microphone first to give me a background of who was Willis Leiter and what was so special about his pictures or his postcards.
Willis Leiter had a studio in Lorain. I believe came into Lorain around 1901 and was active to 1915. He had to close his studio because of an illness, and he just couldn't stop taking pictures, so he took his box camera, used black or glass negatives, and went all over northern Ohio and took pictures and developed them onto postcards. And this is what we have found. Paula has found many, many postcards on the internet, and so has Bill Jackson. And from there, we got together and 2 years ago started putting this book together over the email.
Wow. Now, Paula, if you could come to the microphone, I'm curious, you're a collector of these things. What is it about these things that make you want to, you know, collect them? What is the passion behind that?
Well, I think it's the early history of Lorain within a span of about 15 years. The postcards really tell a story. And I would say also the high quality of the photography of Willis Leiter.
Unlike many photos that we take that have no identification as to who is in this photo, what is this a photo of, whatever it is, many of these photographs and from the postcards, I guess, which was standard at that time, there's text on the front of them, which describes where it is or what it is or even a date, which obviously is very helpful when you're putting a book like this together. Do you have any favorite photographs? Obviously, anytime someone collects things like that, there's ones that sort of either have a good capsulization of that time in place, or maybe something that looks, you know, out of the ordinary or unusual or different for you?
I would say my favorite cards are the boat launchings and the harbor pictures,
which include many of these photos, which in a way are never to be captured again. Sometimes you have a picture of a structure or building or something. People can go and see it, and it's sort of there now, where it's an event or something that took place, and you think, wow, look at all this activity that's going on there in the Black River. Or there's even a photo I saw on here of some guy wearing a deep sea diving helmet or something. What exactly was going on in that photograph? That's even put on the back of the book here. This is kind of an unusual photograph.
Yes, that was a picture of them. There was what they call a lighter that put coal on the ore boats that came in. They had to get fueled up, and they had special coal that they ran the ore boats with. And something, it was in the harbor, and it would stay in the harbor and load the ore boats, and it sunk. And that diver went down to figure out what caused it to sink and to patch it and that, and then they would pump the boat out and refloat it. So it was kind of a unique picture. They came out of Great Lakes Towing, and that was the old hard hats back then.
There are so many wonderful pictures here, and a lot of it, well, part of it anyway, focuses on the old shipbuilding days. In putting this book together and getting all of these pictures together, what was it that maybe you learned about the city that you didn't know about previously?
Well, I've done a lot of history on the shipbuilding on the Great Lakes, so not a lot of things that I picked up extra because I had quite a few of them, and that was sort of my expertise in the book, was pulling out the shipbuilding captions and the industrial captions along the river.
Well, there's a picture of one of these boat launches. I mean, this is kind of that's an amazing photograph of that, where you see the action, the water, the size of these.
Yes, that was
ships that was being built there.
Yeah, when they launched those ships, that was always a big deal. And I think what's interesting about our book, particularly, that's when Lorain was really growing. You know, it was a little village town, and between 1900 and the 1920s, it just grew and grew and grew. They had the steel plant coming in and the shipbuilding. They built over 150 ships in just Leiter's time. So,
Al, you were involved very heavily with the Historical Society, the Black River Historical Society at the time as well. What is it about the history? And obviously, you've been there for many years. 89, is that how old you are now? Or what's...
You mean when...
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 89.
89, right. And you're a Lorraine native, so you've seen yes. many things over those times as well. So obviously, a lot of the history is very important to you. Why do you think that's something that really appeals to you and that you want to keep for the future generations to look at?
There's a lot of people that don't know what was going on in the turn of the century, and Mr. Leiter has collected a lot of those specific items of the growth of Lorraine, and it's just amazing to know what did happen at the turn of the century. And he has captured all those things that we wonder about. How did they do this and do that? Launching the ships sideways from above ground, and then they hit the water and make that big splash when the boat hits the water.
When Willis was taking all of these different photographs, you mentioned he kind of went out on his own like that. Did he have a certain types of things he likes to photograph, or was it people, buildings, places? Did he have a passion for any of those? Do you know?
I think that he just went to different locations, and he got interested, and he had to see how things were done. He evidently had a way with industry to just walk. I'm thinking from today where you can't get past the gate. He would get in the gate of the plant and take pictures all over. Like there a picture in there. He is way up top on one blast furnace taking a picture of guys on a skip hoist on the other blast furnace. He would go all over.
He sounds like a historical version of our Bruce Bishop over at the Chronicle Telegram, who spends many time taking photographs and how he uses his drone and takes pictures of, he had a picture of the other last year of the Rose Garden over at the Lakeview Park.
A big difference, though, between Bruce Bishop and his drones and the way that these photographs were taken. You think about the amount of time it took to set up a photograph and how they were able to get these images that look very spontaneous, and yet there was a lot involved in setting it up. We didn't have camera phones and drones back then.
Yes, it was a very complicated process. Like Al was saying, these cameras back then were big wooden box frame cameras and they were all had to be set up, and they didn't have all the technology we had back then.
Well, that explains the question we wondered earlier. Why is no one smiling in half of these? The kids, they're taking pictures. Paula, any thoughts behind what you see? Or do you ever see any people back then with maybe a little grin, but not so much joy in their pictures?
I would say it did take longer to take for the process, and people maybe have started out with a smile, and they kind of lost it as they waited for that picture to happen. I have seen some, though, where students are looking directly at the photographer and really smiling. And I don't know what he was saying or doing, but those are some of my favorites.
Yeah. I enjoy these photographs of the children, the schools. It's funny how you look at the eyes in the kids and you're thinking, I had a kid like that in my class, or that looked like the girl in my class. Over the years, it didn't really change that much, but people can see that the different photographs in here. You also, before we went on, mentioned Bruce Waterhouse Jr. Tell me who he is and how he's connected with this book.
His mother... let's see, Mr. Leiter married a young lady by the name of, or they had a daughter, I'm sorry, they had a daughter by the name of Carrie when they were living in Lorraine. Carrie got to marry Mr. Waterhouse, who was a school teacher in Lorraine High School. And I remember who he was. I never had him for class, but a lot of people remember Mr. Waterhouse. And they had a son, Bruce Sr. And Bruce Sr. had a son, Bruce Jr., and that's where Bruce Waterhouse Jr. came from.
So he is a direct line from Mr. Leiter then as
yes.
well. Did you, you know, what did people think about putting his photographs, these pictures, like in a book like this, obviously, that maybe from them they have a different historical perspective, or maybe they have hidden treasures that you didn't know about? What came about the relationship there?
Well, Bruce Waterhouse Jr. had an amazing collection that he got from his father, many postcards that I had never seen before. So, that was a real addition to this book.
You mentioned how you find some of these online, but there's obviously private collections that people have as well. But putting this into a book is a way to get them all together. When you were arranging this book, what was the idea behind how to put something like this together? I can't even put a family photo album together, much less a whole book of a history of a town.
Well, one of the co-authors, Bill Jackson, he put together a list of chapters, and he said, I think this would be a great way to organize it. And we went with that. We just organized the postcards and followed that.
It's interesting, too. There's one photo up front. I don't know how many Willis Leiter is in, because if you're the guy taking the pictures, you never get to be in the pictures. But there is a nice photograph of him sitting behind his desk, and behind his desk is photographs on the wall, which I assume probably were maybe taken by him as well. So obviously, recording part of the history and time is now in this book. If people want to get a hold of this book, Lorraine, the Real Photo Postcards of Willis Leiter, how do they go about doing that now that it's out?
Well, there are many places you could get it. The Lorraine Historical Society will be selling it shortly if they aren't already. And I know you can get it through Amazon, through Arcadia, Barnes & Noble. And I've even seen copies on eBay being sold. So a lot of places.
Yeah. Don't forget to mention that this is Sunday.
And Sunday at the Morehouse, Lorraine Historical Society, from 1 to 4, there will be a book signing, and all five authors will be present, and books can be purchased and signed.
How are the ghosts doing over at the Morehouse, by the way? Is everything good over there? I at one time had heard that there might have been a little bit of haunting going on over there.
That I don't know.
Okay.
The Morehouse is located at 5th and Reed, just off Broadway in Lorraine. And that's where we're going to be trying to sell these books this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Autograph them. And
people can take a look at that, see these cards, and then they talk about the golden age of postcards in the early part of the 1900s, and people will look at those and say, I may have similar things like that as well. And maybe the other folks will be able to bring out some, look at their photographs and see what comes out of that. But a lot of great photographs. The City of Lorraine, you can check this out. Again, our guests today have been Albert Duane, Paula Schorff, and Matt Wiseman. You had something else you wanted to add?
Yeah. We'll have some of the originals, too, so people can see what the original postcards look like. Paula's brought some from California. Okay. And, they look nice in the book, but when you see them, the real card that he made, they're just so much brighter and clearer. So, they can get a little perspective on that.
You'll show them the colored ones, too, right?
Yes. There was no color back then.
Yeah.